Woman power. Perverse politicization of women in leadership. Biblical support for women in leadership roles involves those times when no man rose to the challenges of the times. As a result, a woman had to do the job. And by the way, that was the job that God wanted done. There is no support for women having equal leadership roles to men in the Bible. From a secular perspective, there is no preponderance of positive historical experiences of women in leadership roles. As a matter of fact, we have the following recent failures to reflect on. Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Lois Lerner, Loretta Lynch. Perhaps most disturbing is that women are responsible for electing and then re-electing Barack Obama. This reflects a gross error in judgment. Isaiah 3:12 says this, "As for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. O my people, they which lead thee cause thee to err and destroy the way of thy paths." It appears 15% more women voted for Biden than Trump in this past November election. So the gross error in judgment is getting worse rather than better for women. This error in judgment is proven scientifically by statistics. Because women outnumber men and their voting is putting the wrong candidates in office, which is resulting in the death of constitutional America, I recommend that we rescind the 19th Amendment. Women's suffrage is causing everyone to suffer. That's a quote from Randy Lucas.